Maxie, welcome to Triple M's Hot Breakfast as always, mate. You've been a great supporter of our show and right around the Triple M network. Tell me, mate, what's it like getting set for a game against England at Lord's?
Yeah, it's probably as exciting as it gets by the finals, and there's been a fair bit of build-up, I suppose, towards this game. We've both had pretty different lead-ins to this point of the tournament, and I suppose with England's loss the other day, it probably gives them a bit more heightened importance on the game as well. There's been, a bit of pressure on us to be able to compete with the high-scoring teams, and yeah, it's all leading up to a pretty exciting game.
Been a big 6 months for you, taking over the captaincy of the Melbourne Stars, leading the side from the bottom to a grand final, and then your own form as well, just being so great. Has your journey been for the last 12 months?
Yeah, I think starting, I suppose, at the start of the summer, where I probably wasn't a consistent performer in the Australian side. I'd had a pretty ordinary year last year, and to be able to come out the other side of that, have a really strong big bash, take that form into the Australian summer, the back end of it, and carry that on towards the World Cup has been something I've been really proud of. Performing well in those one-day series in Dubai and India was really important, I suppose, leading in as well, was just to have that bit of form, that bit of peace of mind in the back of your mind that you can do well at this level, and to carry that on into this World Cup's been great.
You're a deep thinker of the game and an amazing exponent. Your mind moves very quickly on the ground. Just tell the people at home, what is the difference between playing at Lord's or playing in England compared to an Australian summer?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I suppose the dimensions of the ground are certainly something to behold. It's on a 6-foot slope from one end to the other. That's pretty incredible. There's people sitting in front of the sight screen. There's all sorts of distractions with the beauty, I suppose, of the ground.
Walking out through the bar and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, walking through the long room, getting a clap when you walk back in, and it's such an amazing place of tradition, history. It's probably something that we don't get a lot of, I suppose, in Australian cricket. A lot of the times, I suppose, we walk down the race, it's just fans yelling in your face, where it's a bit of a golf clap, I suppose, as you're walking out to bat, which is quite nice. But it's certainly one of the best experiences I've ever had, is walking through that long room.
It'll be a bit exciting though when you get out there. I think the English crowd might just be nice and fizzed up, ready for the Australians coming out this time.
Yeah, especially if we end up fielding second, I'll have a fair few under their belt, and they won't miss us on the boundary, that's for sure.
So, Maxie, can you explain to us also the difference physically playing the game, the duke ball, the seaming conditions, if you like, the way the ground is set up compared to what it used to in Australia?
Yeah, I think the conditions, they leave a lot more grass on the wickets over here. They don't necessarily do a lot more, but I suppose that just changes the pace of the wickets, I think, a little bit. That gives them a little bit more sort of tennis ball-y bounce. You got to probably wait for the ball a little bit longer and try and hit down on it. But I think for me at the end, it probably helps me a little bit. Ball sits up a little bit more in the wicket. You're able to sort of get under it and clear the ropes at different stages. So for me, it probably helps. We saw, I think, in the last couple of games, the wickets are starting to dry up a bit, get a little bit dustier and lower, and hopefully that can play into our hands with a couple of world-class spinners.
Tell me about the English team. What do you see in them? What do you have to do to win?
Yeah, you've obviously got to stop their batting. They've got some guys with real firepower that can take the game away from you in a single 10-over spell. So it's for us to be able to hold them back or restrict their scoring and make them try and hit our good balls. I think that's been the key message for us going through this World Cup, is opposition are allowed to play good shots. They're allowed to take on our good balls, but we've got to make sure they're hitting our good balls and not give them any freebies. And if we can build enough pressure through that, hopefully that brings wickets. And any team that you can put enough pressure on, it's hard to sort of withstand that.
What's it feel like for Glenn Maxwell to be playing for Australia against England at Lord's?
It's pretty special. To think that I'm here and in good form and a part of a team that's playing really good cricket is extremely exciting. And to know that we have a really good chance of winning the game is probably even more exciting. So be looking forward to just getting out there and embracing the boos and embracing the crowd and soaking all of it up. It's an amazing place to play, and hopefully we can come out on the winning side of it.
Good on you, Maxie. Best of luck from everybody in Australia, mate. And thanks for being part of Triple M's Hot Breakfast.
Cheers, Ed. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.